Okay, page Resh Nun Gimel, we're going to go to V'nasati Mitar Aretzichem Bi'itai, starting a new sentence, a new pasuk. Anybody need rain these days? Nobody needs rain anymore, right? Just a pain in the neck. Huh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu really blessed America. It's an amazing country. America's blessed with plenty of rain. No, it's amazing. You have a Medina that doesn't worry about rain, a whole Medina.
In those days, they
needed it. In the countries in Europe, there's still places that worry about rain, in Africa for sure. What? Page Resh Nun Gimel. V'nasati mitar artzichem bi'itai, yireu malkaish. So the first question is, you say three times a day, yireu malkaish, what does it mean?
Early rain and a late rain.
Okay. So you know. I think most people don't know.
No?
It says V'nasati mitar artzichem bi'itai, yireu malkaish. What does that mean? Early rain and seasonal rain. Oh, you look, you cheated. I ask people, what does it mean? Kigos chish vano ufa. That's my favorite. Okay. What? Kigos chish vano ufa? Quickly. It's all about a person's lifetime. Okay, anyway, he's going to translate what it means. V'nasati mitar artzichem bi'itai. By the way, it's not v'nasati. It's v'nasati. V'nasati means past tense. What? V'nasati. Okay. V'nasati mitar artzichem bi'itai yireu malkaish. Yireu hu'ageshem b'zman astav kaidem achayrev. The yire is the early rain. I guess the stav here, he means the fall. Before the winter, in other words, after we start saying Mashiach Ruach Amar Hagashem, after Sukkis, Hamalkaish, what? Yeah, the davening is based on Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's based on the rainy season in Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. In Eretz Yisrael, this time of the year, it doesn't rain at all. And so Yaira is the early rain. Umalkaish is Yairid b'seif Yemais HaGeshamim b'chaydesh Aviv. That's the Pesach rain, the pre-Pesach rain. V'hine hiskira ha-toyre inyin ha-geshamim b'kama m'kaymes hen lebracha b'ridasam v'chas v'shalom l'klola ba'atzirasam. Rain is mentioned very often as a blessing, or God forbid, as a curse. M'sechtes taynis ha-richu chazal b'seder ha-taynis. The Mishnayis of Masechta Tainis has an order of fast days, Visnahagusam, Im Chas V'Shalom Lo Yitra, Himtar HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'aretz. And the Seder of fast days, if there is no rain, V'Agav Eir, and Agav, I will mention to you, Mashaminik B'nei Ashkenaz, here we go, the German custom, Loimar Slicha Shabahab, B'chetziav Hasheni Shachay Demacheshvim V'loi B'chetziav Harishin. I'm not familiar with this. The Bahab is a Seder of fasting on Monday, Thursday, Monday, which follows the Yom Tovim. So following Swap, Sukkot and Pesach. Now normally that means most of Chai, so I should say, those who observe Bahab observe it the first Monday after Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. In the month of Tishrei, we don't fast. We don't say Tachton that time, we don't fast. When Cheshvan begins, Mar Cheshvan, what does Mar mean?
Okay, means Mar rain. Liquid.
Mar Medli. Mar means liquid. I know, everyone says Mar means bitter, they know Yom Tovim, that's Drush, that's not Pshat. Pshat, Mar Cheshvan is the rainy season of Cheshvan. And it's true, Drush-wise, the same means bitter. But Cheshvan is the rainy season. So we have a custom of observing, most of Klal Yisrael, observing Bahab, the first Monday, Thursday, Monday of Cheshvan. But he says that the German Jews observe it during the second half. Oh, you have a very practical reason, because the days are shorter.
Always have to practice by year. Start after by year.
Really? That's amazing. Really? You're aware of this?
Right?
Okay. It's good we have a Yaki here. I wouldn't know. What? What he's saying is, if it's shorter fast, they change the clock, and days get shorter, both. We're very practical. Well, let's see what his reason is. But Tom, look at his reason. Rabbi Schwab's reason. Tom Echad, who, Shetoivus Hamisan and he, it's good for the fasters. La'acharatainis, to delay the test as much. Yom Kitzar of Yaiser. The days at the time that the days are shorter. Why don't we just postpone Tisha B'Av to the middle of the winter? Why don't they push Tisha B'Av to the middle of the winter? It would make it much shorter.
It is like that in Australia.
In Australia it is that way. V'oi tam yeish api ma shoshan l'chacham. This is a deeper reason. Shoshan l'anal ha-gishamim lo'yim v'sein talamot v'berchus ha-shanim b'shiva b'marcheshvim shazman ha-raviyah. We start, that is, Jews in Eretz Yisrael start to ask for rain on the seventh day of Cheshvin. Higia yudzai b'marcheshvim v'lo yardu g'shamim mischilu ha-yechidim mis'an in gimel tainiyais. The fasts for rain began. So therefore, since it was a Tainus HaTzadikim, so we're going to do Bahab anyway, we might as well do it later. Very, very few people today fast Bahab. There are many who fast half a day and have an early davening with Slichas, Bahab davening. I think most yeshivas have, I'm not saying everybody does it, but there's usually a Bahab. Bahab Yom Kippur Katan. I know we have in yeshiva upstairs. I wonder about the midrashim. Bahab and Yom Kippur Katan Minyanim. But I don't think people fast the whole day. I think most people fast just till Mincha. Yeah. Omnam, what? We have no demand for it. You did try it?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Well, we had it.
You had it a few times. Yeah, okay. Omnam Karla Ha'iver Alapsukim. Because they have. Well, this year, Yom Kippur Katan of Elul is Thursday. Rosh Chodesh Elul is Sunday, Monday. And even. Shabbos Sunday Elul? Okay. Shabbos Sunday Elul. So that the Yom Kippur Katan is observed the previous Thursday. And they're returning from Yisrael that Wednesday night. Maybe we should do it. The Yom Kippur Katan of Elul, most people don't fast Yom Kippur Katan, but Yom Kippur Katan of Elul, it's more common to have a fast. I know in the bungalows when I went, I shouldn't say everybody, but at least everyone pretended, but many people fasted Yom Kippur Katan of Elul, only of Elul. Either a whole day, half a day, some people, you're right, many people a whole day. And maybe we should do it, we'll see. If we have anybody in the city, I'll be back for that, just stay in Israel, but it looks like I'll be back. Unless I'm fortunate enough to have my flight delayed. Now, getting back to the Psukim, he says, you wonder, that's schar? That you get the rain when it's supposed to come? You know, I've neglected to mention that we're learning tonight, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Leib, Rabbi Nassan, Nisanel, Hameim, Ham, oh him, this last name, Reb Yaakov, Reb Shlomo Zalman Stroll, both of the yard sites are tomorrow night in Zion 7 into Thursday. Shavan Aliyah. V'amnam kolay ver apsukim yitama v'chirag zeh hu aschar shal kabbalas ala mitzvahs v'avas Hashem b'chol v'avchem b'chol nafshachem. All you get is normal rain. U'bem es pam pitpeit negdi nitzig echad mibes at fila conservative. Bishtabech lefonai alis kadmusam. Once a conservative rabbi said to me, Shema shmita mitfilosam, kala parasha shniya shal kriyashma. They say they skipped the whole second parasha. Machiyah sabakasha al gishom, musa kadmaini. It's old fashioned to adam for rain, that's old fashioned. Shayashay pa'esha yuroi b'nei adam, aivde b'sa adama. It was a time when there was a agricultural society, uvechevra, Chaklois and a group of farmers, Kaibu Amitzis, Rakadei Liskais, Lamartel Ashes today. They only kept Mitzis in order to get rain. Avolayatim Inyan Zel, Bakasha Kazub, Ismanenu. So it's not appropriate today. Avonisi Loina answered, Shemi Olam Loi Kora Parshazu. Shemi Olam Loi Kora Parshazu. He never read the words. Shai Pesachas B'Tishmuel Mitzvay Sai V'Atam La'Avas Shem L'Kech M'Lod B'Cholavai F'Lanav Shechem. You don't keep the mitzvahs for the rain. You keep the mitzvahs in order to develop a connection, a love to Hashem. Shematzirin Shein Kiyum Mitzvah Hashem L'Tachlis Te'elas Atzmis A Revach Prati. We don't do it to gain. U'Bir Avtochas Yerul Malkish B'Yur Chazal Asisa Masha Aleichem Afadiyah Se'esha Alayim V'Nasati B'Tahar Atzichem. So we don't say that we do the mitzvahs for the rain, but the other way around.
What does it say?
Is an official. Official. You wouldn't call him a rabbi. That's right. That's right. Okay. So that's what he says. Now, there was a brief period when Katch was mayor that the reservoirs were down, that you could only water your lawns on, was it alternating days, remember? I remember because at that time, what? No watering. It was a brief period of time. I remember because Carol Bellamy, remember Carol Bellamy? She was
in Brooklyn?
In Brooklyn, yeah. Carol she Bellamy, Koch was mayor, I guess in the 80s. Carol Bellamy was the city council president. She was she was the firebrand liberal of her day. So she ran for mayor. Her platform was that it's Koch's fault that there's not enough rain. There wasn't enough planning, you know, like, it's Koch's fault there's not enough rain. So, you know, Koch probably said the second Parsha Kriya Shema for a few days and the rain came back. But anyway. Vine Boro Lako. Nechitzis HaGeshem Liyay Shvei Teivo. A thinking person knows that rain is necessary for humanity. Shabalai Mayin Liyitochen Kiyim Chayim Kalal. Without rain, there's nothing. Rabbi Miller used to say that the more you need things, the more it comes free in the Bria. He said, oxygen you need every second. So oxygen, so far they haven't found a way to tax oxygen. You can breathe, there's no charge at the moment. And it's available everywhere. And the second most important thing human beings need is water. So Kodesh Baruch Hu has it rain, free water comes down from heaven. They tax, I'll tell you what you can do if you want to avoid the taxes. Put out some buckets when it rains and you catch the water and take it in for free. Chavis Lavavis, okay. So he says the need of water is obvious to a thinking person. Is the tachlis that Hashem gives us water? And rain is mentioned all the time. Parshas Bereishis Shenemer, Chosiach Hasad Eter Miyabaretz. Before the blossoms of the earth, the grass of the earth came forth. Chaleisav Hasad Eter Miyitzmach. Kilahim Ter Hashem Alekim Alaretz. Vadam Ayin Lavid Es Adama. Adam was created on the sixth day. There was no rain before the sixth day. Ubiru Chazam Alamed. Chazal Seh teaches us. Shiyatzu Dishan Va'amdu Al Pesach HaKarka. The grass was ready to push over the earth. Adam Rishon Bikshaleim Rachmi Yadu Gishav Mitzamchu until it started raining. Lamdech Shakadosh Baruch Hu Bisav Letfilas Nashot Tzadikim Ad Kan. So we see davening for rain is important. Chet Hamar Atayre Kan Shitashem Schar Shalav De Bchol Avchem Zeu Tfila. Who Nasati Mitar Tzachem Shagisham Mibiitam Heim Tetzas Tfila V'Loyay. Shabatzinu Shetfilas Gishgeshem Iikris. Shariyim dile kama tevis. Listen to this. There are many words you could skip in Shemayin Esrei. Yeshua achas b'cholat filah. You're davening in a rush and you miss a line. Itzoch lazul espal. Most lines of davening you don't have to repeat. Avlam dile mashav ruach amarid agoshim. If you say talmat lov racha, like I say day tefilasim, as you know, you have to daven over. Avayis dile goy tevis by dadis bovad, even though they're individual words. Esma. So the importance of rain is obvious from davening. Vihine bevadai kavonis mitaarzichem who al megish geshem hayardin umravim esaretz. Certainly, the bracha refers to the rain that saturates the earth. Uboladali tochim balechayim betzaymchin kvamer keheles melech lisoded naavoid. Ubemedrish afila melech shalom esayf elam esayf at sayfa. Even have a king like Achav who ruled over the whole world lisoda nevad. He needs the field. Shol v'omer avada ta'ara eloi of ta'ara. That is, if to say, have you wooded the earth or not wooded the earth? Work the earth or not work the earth? Shema oris loisat smiyah per yisrael v'adamalei nesavula v'atiyel ha-melech shemalchus. That's what happened to Akav. There was a drought. Shetifsekenu kol alich ha-saylam v'chol mitziyas chayim. Everything we have, we, without that, we don't have it. Aval yesh kavana nesefes. Shageh shemit etzah. Now listen to this. He says there's an additional meaning to rain. Shageh shemit etzah lachluchis ha-saylam in ha-oretz la'at. The rain comes from a cycle. There's a Chazal were aware of the cycle. The Gemara talks about it 2,000 years ago. The cycle of evaporation and rain. That the vapor, the clouds come from evaporation. Hashem put in the nature, sha'avim mekablum lachluchas min ha'aretz. Clouds get their water vapor from the earth. Then they allow their water to come down. V'shov in the cycle repeats itself. Eid yalam in ha'aretz lachin mata. V'chayza chalila. And it goes in a cycle. V'ini b'zek v'haran uladas. We'll skip the parenthesis. Shakadish baruch hu boros ha'aylam. She'a bar kapana minei ubei. Now, this is the concept of an environment that is self-renews. Hashem created an earth that renews itself. Hashem created a world where everything renews itself, right? You get nutrients, a human being or an animal eats it, and then it goes back to the earth in the different ways that it human being puts it back. Hashem created the world la'asais, that it should run on its own. Therefore, Hashem created a world where every creature is the food for the higher creature of the chain. Big animals eat small. The bird eats the worm, which grows from eating the grass. And then that bird will be suffer for the cat. Every berry gives life to the next. Like a behemoth which eats grass, and then it lets out its waste. The bees, they take the nectar from the flowers. By transferring the pollen from one to the other, yeah. So that the world is a self-perpetuating cycle, the physical world. The point he wants to get to is that we Hashem doesn't want to give. Hashem wants that people should deserve. Yidavet to Hashem, Ko Hashem b'chayayim shu abaycha b'shirei zimra. V'yizbarach mis'avilet filosin shal tzadikim v'raitze b'shir v'shvach al v'zimra. So what he's saying is that the same thing in Ruchnias. Hashem from upstairs gives down, and we from down have to kaviyachu give back by saying praise and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that way, the same cycle of perpetuation. When we pray, we give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We give praise up, and that praise that we give up comes back down in the form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blessing. Once Hashem wants the praying of the tzaddikim, so really, he's writing this in a long, characteristically lengthy piece, but he's saying is that Hashem created, just like the physical world perpetuates itself, goes up, it comes down, so too Hashem created human beings that we should be deserving, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us, and when Hashem gives us, we should again be deserving and be able to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings Hazal Miyecheskel Zarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahirim. We say this on the Yom Nairaim. I will spray upon you Mayim Tahirim, pure water. Shanu Neistam Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shvachim Brachis Vaydai Stug Mesiidim Oilum in Haaretz. We give praise similar to the vapor that goes up. Vakach Mehir Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kolei Lutevis Lamata. Hu Yisbar Pesiach Asiyodai Laspia Lachochai. So he says really a beautiful idea that the physical world, the blessing that goes up and comes down in the physical world, mirrors the blessing of the spiritual world.
He seems to have abandoned the second category of food that spoke about Shem Avakshim, the rain, Shem Avakshim, Shem Asmai, Chil Hashem. What's the thing? That when you pray and Hashem answers, it's a Kiddush Hashem, it reflects well on Him. So we pray for rain, not for our Gashmiistic needs, but...
We do both, actually.
Both,
he said there are two parts of Tefillah.
It's
true. It's true. I once read about an Indian chief in one of the American reservations who had a son that went to college. And then the Indian chief suddenly died, and the Indians came, and they told him, he's got to be chief. So he came back, he doesn't know how to be chief, he's an American educated guy. So he put on his headdress, and he became chief. And they come to him before the winter, and they say to him, chief, is this going to be a cold winter or a warm winter? Do we have to collect wood or not collect wood? So he has no idea. So he says, let me think about it. So he calls up the weather service, and they're predicting a chilly winter. So he says, collect wood. They come to him a month later and say, okay, we collected wood for a chilly winter. It's going to be a very cold winter. So he says, let me meditate. And he quickly goes, he calls the weather service, and they say, it's going to be a cold winter. So he tells them, collect much more wood. They collect more wood. They come at the end, they say, okay, we collected for a chilly winter. It's going to be a very cold winter. So he tells them again, he has to think, and he calls up the weather service again. They say, it's going to be the coldest winter in a long time. He tells him, you better collect a lot more wood. Finally, he wonders, he calls up a guy in the weather service. He says, tell me, how do you guys know what the winter's going to be like? It's so way ahead. So we really don't know. We just look at the Indians. Whatever they're collecting, if they're collecting wood, it means it's going to be a cold winter. So that's the way the world works, right? Everything is a cycle. Okay, so whatever you give, you get back. That's all.